President Trump pulled GOP senators together and basically said, you're not leaving until you get this fixed. They can't go home for summer recess. Senator Mitch McConnell says at this point, they don't have 50 votes.
Well, it's pretty obvious we've had difficulty in getting 50 votes to proceed. But what I want to disabuse any of you of is the notion that we will not have that vote next week. We're going to vote on the motion to proceed to the bill next week.
So what is it that they're going to vote on next week?
I think we have two options here. There is a large majority in our conference that want to demonstrate to the American people that they intend to keep the commitment they made in four straight elections to repeal Obamacare. I think we all agree it's better to both repeal and replace, but we could have a vote on either. And if we end up voting on repeal only, it will be fully amendable on the Senate floor. And if it were to pass without any amendment at all, there's a two-year delay before it kicks in. So the takeaway from what I'm telling you is no harm is done by getting on the bill. Wide open for amendment. No matter what I offer as a substitute first, it's fully amendable.
If the bill that's voted on does not pass, President Trump is not giving up, according to Mark Short of Legislative Affairs at the White House. April Ryan, AURN News.